Blog Talk Radio.
You go busting your fist against a stone wall, you're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you.
You know how hard it is.
No doubt.
Being a woman, a black woman at that.
In this white man's world.
Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our fits. We don't be knowing the pain we can cause.
This white man's world.
This white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all.
In this white man's world.
This song, yeah. Of all those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews, bitch. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's rich. Cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Beating love letters late night, locked down and quiet. If brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls of silence. Inside this cage where they captured all my rage and violence. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls. Born black, in this white man's world.
And all the rest of us.
To my homie's head, died in his vest. Shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I passed his casket, gently ask him, is there heaven for Jesus? My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing. Shedding tears when a son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. Still ducking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stop. Proud to be black, but while we act like we don't love ourselves. So look around, but suck, check yourselves. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl, we still struggling. In this white man's world.
This white man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood. We must fight for brotherhood.
Born black.
In this
white man's world.
Direction, and I'm making an eye. My time away just made perfection. Cause I think I die. Not going wild, why should I care? Like we holding on the lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells. Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I'll change if you help me, but don't fall. Rest in peace to Lil Sasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold world to take, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, bear with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama. Hope we make it to better times in this white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. A few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
Never that.
In this white man's world, they can't stop us. We've been here all this time.
Thank you.
Jamal, say cool, ding all the real OGs. We out.
The seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.
Unconditional love. Talking about the stuff that don't wear off. It don't fade. Now it lasts for all these crazy days, these crazy nights. Whether you wrong or you right, your mama can still love you, still feel you, still there for you, no matter what.
Come listen to my truest thoughts, my truest feelings. All my peers doing years beyond drug dealing. How many caskets can we witness before we see it's hard to live this life without God? So we must ask forgiveness. Ask Mama why I got the urge to die. Witness the tears falling free from my eyes before she could reply. But we were born without a silver spoon. My broken down TV show cartoons in my living room. One day I hope to make it a player in this game. Mama, don't cry, long as we try, maybe things change. Perhaps it's just a fantasy, a life where we don't need no welfare wish with our own family. Maybe it's me that caused it, the fighting and the hurting in my room crying, cause I didn't wanna be a burden. Watch mama open up her arms to hug me, and I ain't worried about a damn thing. With unconditional love, this game is in the eyes to see. Don't think change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. Unconditional love, the lessons in your eyes to see. Though things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dawn, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, just got the message you've been calling all week. Been out here hustling on the streets, ain't had a chance to speak. But you know, with you and me, it's all G. We could never be enemies, cause you've been such a good friend to me. Where would I be without my dogs? No wonder why when times get hard, cause it ain't easy being who we are. Driven by my ambitions, desire higher positions, so I proceed to make tea eternally. And my mission is to be more than just a rap musician, the elevation of today's generation. If I can make them listen, prison ain't what we need. No longer stuck in greed, time to plan, strategize. My family got it, me. We will make something out of nothing. No pleasure in the suffering, neighborhood will be good if they can cut out all the busting, the liquor and the weed, the cussing. Send their love out to my block. The struggle never stops. The unconditional in the eyes to see. No things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, the lessons in your eyes to see. No things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love,
I'll probably never understand your ways. With every day I swear I hear you trying to change your ways while getting paid at the same time. Just had a baby with the same eyes, something inside recently died. These are strange times. How come I never made it? Maybe it's the way I played it in my heart. I know one day I'm gonna be a star. My hopes and all my wishes, so many vivid pictures, and all the currency I'll never even get to see. This fast life soon shatters, cause after all the lights and screams, nothing but my dreams matter. Hoping for better days, maybe a peaceful night. Baby, don't cry, cause everything gon' be alright. Just lay your head on my shoulder, don't worry about a thing. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. Never treated me bad, no matter who I was, you still came with that unconditional love.
I gave you my love. tell you what I do. I expect a whole lot of love out of you. You got to be good to me. I'm gonna be good to you. There's a whole lot of things you and I could do. Things I could say about you, girl. I could say that I really.
All right. Royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning into another podcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday with Haru. And to, excuse me. This is a motivational classroom. It's is my birthday show. Yesterday was my birthday. Birthday in this Earth constellation, you know. But what I'm going to do today for you guys, because I have a little bit of energy, not much of energy today, is what I'm going to play clips for you guys as far as my favorites. So I'm going to do that. We want to talk about sigils, but I want to remap that podcast. And we're going to come back with the sigils, because the sigils is very important. But I want to prepare more for that. So today I'm going to play clips for you guys. Hope you guys are enjoying your Juneteenth weekend. Always remember that we grow when we stop being black. I'll explain later. But all right, guys, your mind is your wand. Remember, your mind is your wand first. So let's go ahead and go. You know what? I want to play this song real quick. I haven't heard this in a minute. And I'll be back after the trip, guys.
Yo, turn my music up.
I'll be back periodically.
Up some more. Up some more. Up a little bit more. Mama always told me to be careful who I love. And daddy always told me make sure he's right. I always had my eyes on this one particular guy. I was too shy, so I decided to write.
Letter, and I enclosed it with a key. The first agreement, be impeccable with your word. The first agreement is the most important one, and also the most difficult one to honor. It is so important that with just this first agreement, you will be able to transcend to the level of existence I call heaven on earth. The first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. It sounds very simple, but it is very, very powerful. Why your word? Your word is the power that you have to create. Your word is the gift that comes directly from God. The Gospel of John in the Bible, speaking of the creation of the universe, says, "In the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God." Through the Word you express your creative power. It is through the Word that you manifest everything. Regardless of what language you speak, your intent manifests through the Word. What you dream, what you feel, and what you really are will all be manifested through the Word. The Word is not just a sound or a written symbol. The Word is a force. It is the power you have to express and communicate, to think, and thereby to create the events in your life. You can speak. What other animal on the planet can speak? The word is the most powerful tool you have as a human. It is the tool of magic. But like a sword with two edges, your word can create the most beautiful dream.
You know what? That was great. Be impeccable with your words. The four agreements is great. But I actually want to play the second one. I think that this one is the most important.
The second agreement. Don't take anything personally.
There we go.
The second agreement is don't take anything personally. Whatever happens around you, don't take it personally. Using an earlier example, if I see you on the street and I say, "Hey, you are so stupid," without knowing you, it's not about you, it's about me. If you take it personally, then perhaps you believe you're stupid. Maybe you think to yourself, "How does he know? Is he clairvoyant? Or can everybody see how stupid I am?" You take it personally because you agree with whatever was said. As soon as you agree, the poison goes through you, and you are trapped in the dream of hell. What causes you to be trapped is what we call personal importance. Personal importance, or taking things personally, is the maximum expression of selfishness because we make the assumption that everything is about me. During the period of our education or our domestication, we learn to take everything personally. We think we are responsible for everything. Me, me, always me. Nothing other people do is because of you. It is because of themselves. All people live in their own dream, in their own mind. They are in a completely different world from the one we live in. When we take something personally, we make the assumption that they know what is in our world, and we try to impose our world on their world. Even when a situation seems so personal, even if others insult you directly, it has nothing to do with you. What they say, what they do, and the opinions they give are according to the agreements they have in their own minds. Their point of view comes from all the programming they received during domestication. If someone gives you an opinion and says, "Hey, you look so fat," don't take it personally. Because the truth is that this person is dealing with his or her own feelings, beliefs, and opinions. That person tried to send poison to you. And if you take it personally, then you take that poison and it becomes yours. Taking things personally makes you easy prey for these predators, the black magicians. They can hook you easily with one little opinion and feed you whatever poison they want, and because you take it personally, you eat it up. You eat all their emotional garbage, and now it becomes your garbage. But if you do not take things personally, you are immune in the middle of hell. Immunity to poison in the middle of hell is the gift of this agreement. When you take things personally, you feel offended, and your reaction is to defend your beliefs and create conflicts. You make something big out of something so little because you have the need to be right and make everybody else wrong. You also try hard to be right by giving them your own opinions. In the same way, whatever you feel and do is just a projection of your own personal dream, a reflection of your own agreements. What you say, what you do, what you think or feel, and the opinions you have are according to the agreements you have made. And these opinions have nothing to do with me. It is the way you see the world. It is nothing personal, because you are dealing with yourself, not with me. Others are going to have their own opinion according to their belief system. So nothing they think about me is really about me, but it is about them. You may even tell me, hey, what you're saying is hurting me. But it is not what I am saying that is hurting you. It is that you have wounds that I touch by what I have said. You are hurting yourself. There is no way that I can take this personally, not because I don't believe in you or don't trust you, but because I know that you see the world with different eyes, with your eyes. You create an entire picture or movie in your mind, and in that picture, you are the director. You are the producer. You are the main actor or actress. Everyone else is a secondary actor or actress. It is your movie. The way you see that movie is according to the agreements you have made with life. Your point of view is something personal to you. It is no one's truth but yours. Then if you get mad at me, I know you are dealing with yourself. I am the excuse for you to get mad. And you get mad because you are afraid. Because you are dealing with fear. If you're not afraid, there is no way you will get mad at me or hate me. If you're not afraid, there's no way you'll be jealous or sad. If you live without fear, if you love, there is no place for any of those emotions. If you don't feel any of those emotions, it is logical that you will feel good. When you feel good, everything around you is good. When everything around you is great, everything makes you happy. You're loving everything that's around you because you're loving yourself. You're happy with the movie that you're producing. Happy with your agreements with life. You're at peace, and you live in that state of bliss where everything is wonderful and everything is beautiful. In that state of bliss, you are making love all the time with everything that you perceive. Whatever people do, feel, think, or say, don't take it personally. If they tell you how wonderful you are, they're not saying that because of you. You know you're wonderful. It is not necessary to believe other people who tell you that you're wonderful. Don't take anything personally. Even if someone got a gun and shot you in the head, it was nothing personal. Even at that extreme. Even the opinions you have about yourself are not necessarily true. Therefore, you don't need to take whatever you hear in your own mind personally. The mind has the ability to talk to itself. But it also has the ability to hear information that is available from other realms. Sometimes you hear a voice in your mind and you may wonder where it came from. The mind lives in more than one dimension. There may be times when you have ideas that don't originate in your mind, but you're perceiving them with your mind. You have the right to believe or not believe these voices, and the right not to take what they say personally. You have a choice. Just as you have a choice of what to believe and agree with in the dream of the planet, the mind can also talk and listen to itself. Part of the mind is speaking and the other part is listening. It is a big problem when so many parts of your mind are all speaking at the same time. Each one has different thoughts and feelings. Each one has a different point of view. The programming in the mind, all of those agreements we have made, are not necessarily compatible with each other. Every agreement is like a separate living being with its own personality. All these little living beings create inner conflict because they're alive and they each have a voice. There are conflicting agreements that go against other agreements, and on until it becomes a big war in the mind. The mitote is the reason humans hardly know what they want, how they want it, or when they want it. They don't agree with themselves because there are parts of the mind that want one thing and other parts that want exactly the opposite. Only by making an inventory of our agreements will we uncover all of the conflicts in the mind and eventually make order out of the chaos of the mitote. Don't take anything personally, because by taking things personally, you set yourself up to suffer for nothing. Humans are addicted to suffering at different levels and to different degrees, and we support each other in maintaining these addictions. Humans agree to help each other suffer. If you have the need to be abused, you'll find it easy to be abused by others. Likewise, if you're with people who need to suffer, something in you makes you abuse them. It is as if they have a note on their back that says, "Please kick me." They are asking for justification for their suffering. Their addiction to suffering is nothing but an agreement that is reinforced every day. Wherever you go, you will find people lying to you. And as your awareness grows, you'll notice that you also lie to yourself. Do not expect people to tell you the truth, because they also lie to themselves. You have to trust yourself and choose to believe or not to believe what someone says to you. When we really see other people as they are, without taking it personally, we can never be hurt by what they say or do. Even if others lie to you, it's okay. They're lying to you because they're afraid. They're afraid you will discover that they are not perfect. It is painful to take off that social mask. If others say one thing but do another, you're lying to yourself if you don't listen to their actions. But if you're truthful with yourself, you'll save yourself a lot of emotional pain. Telling yourself the truth about it may hurt, but you don't need to be attached to the pain. If someone is not treating you with love and respect, it is a gift if they walk away from you. If that person doesn't walk away, you will surely endure many years of suffering. Walking away may hurt for a while, but your heart will eventually heal. Then you can choose what you really want. You'll find that you don't need to trust others as much as you need to trust yourself to make the right choices. When you make it a strong habit not to take anything personally, you avoid many upsets in your life. Your anger, jealousy, and envy will disappear, and even your sadness will simply disappear if you don't take things personally. If you can make this second agreement a habit, you'll find that nothing can put you back into hell. There is a huge amount of freedom that comes to you when you take nothing personally. You become immune to black magicians, and no spell can affect you regardless of how strong it may be. The whole world can gossip about you, and if you don't take it personally, you are immune. Someone can intentionally send emotional poison, and if you don't take it personally, you will not eat it. When you don't take the emotional poison, it becomes even worse in the sender, but not in you. You can see how important this agreement is. Taking nothing personally helps you to break many habits and routines that trap you in the dream of hell and cause needless suffering. Just by practicing this second agreement, you begin to break dozens of teeny tiny agreements that cause you to suffer. And if you practice the first two agreements, you will break 75% of the teeny tiny agreements that keep you trapped in hell. Write this agreement on paper and put it on your refrigerator to remind you all the time. Don't take anything personally. As you make a habit of not taking anything personally, you won't need to place your trust in what others do or say. You will only need to trust yourself to make responsible choices. You are never responsible for the actions of others. You are only responsible for you. When you truly understand this and refuse to take things personally, you can hardly be hurt by the careless comments or actions of others. If you keep this agreement, you can travel around the world with your heart completely open and no one can hurt you. You can say, "I love you," without fear of being ridiculed or rejected. You can ask for what you need. You can say yes, or you can say no. Whatever you choose, without guilt or self-judgment. You can choose to follow your heart always. Then you can be in the middle of hell and still experience inner peace and happiness. You can stay in your state of bliss, and hell will not affect you at all.
No magic spell can, okay, so you hear, Eternal. All right, I was going to just clip it out today because I have little of no energy, but let's see what I have here. The Sigil Show, I want to do that another day because I'm not prepared for it. So this is a beautiful song, guys. I'm playing some of my favorite songs and some of my favorite clips, but I'm going to find like a main clip to lecture on, unless you have something. Where is the song? Oh, wow, it's not here. Okay. Oh, here it goes.
Take a look over your shoulder. White words get much older. Life has a way of humbling you down. Thought you already knew it. Took a turn, then you blew it. Life has a way of humbling you down. So I think I already know everything. So I think there ain't room to grow everything. As I stare at the ceiling in an abandoned building, life had a way of knocking me off now. And my children still look up to me while their stomachs on empty. Oh, I need an angel to fall on me now. So I thought I already knew everything. So I thought there wasn't room to grow. Oh, life
point here is, we can't invent shit of fear of what we think they might do. That shit is over. They ain't doing shit. They ain't hitting the lick out of goddamn snake. They've been into this metaphysical shit for over 150 years and they ain't had one convert to Christ. Because if they did, we would know about it. We would feel its benefits. So don't even look. My point here is, I'm going to be honest with you, get out of the white boy's agenda. That's where you fail. Because what's happening here is this. We are on a fast track of becoming gods. Every day there's things that's happening to us. Now, if we're worrying about that little bullshit or what they doing, that one little bullshit cell, you see what I'm saying? We retard our own process. You see what I'm saying? We retard our own process. My point here is they can't do jack. You see what I'm saying? Because let me tell you something, man. That little shit that they allowed us to see on TV with the little cell, that ain't half the shit that they've been doing by the thousands every day. And you still yet, ain't running nothing. So my point here is, the thing about it here is gets us off our path, focusing on these motherfuckers and what they're doing. Yes, that's their job. They're going to try to do this stuff until the very last minute. But at this particular time, it's the return of the gods, the Nomo. You see what I'm saying? And the Nomo and all, he can't hit a jackass shit, because believe me, they've already tried. So that little shit that they allowed to come on that TV is some old shit. You know, like Dolly and the cloning. It's like some old shit. Like Dolly and the cloning. I heard in 1999 that artificial intelligence came on a computer. So they've already done this shit. When they gave us Dolly the sheep, that was some shit from the 1940s. Hitler was a master cloner. So my point here is they ain't going to never show you nothing on that TV but old technology. Old technology. And a lot of times, guess what they're trying to do? They're trying to fish for new ideas. Mm. An idea that you just gave them.
Well, I just
talking
felt
about
that
some
it was,
artificial melanin. That's what they do. That's what the fuck they do. They try to fish for new ideas because they're at a fucking standstill. They got writer's block. You see what I'm saying? They're at a standstill. So what they do, they put out certain shit out here to get their response. You see what I'm saying? And so they go, artificial melanin. But they've already done that. That's called nanotechnology. They got some shit called nanomelanin. My point here is, if you study, see, you are all in them crackers businesses. And right now, there is about 70 disciplines of your shit left behind by your people. You ain't accessing because you're in that crack of shit. And guess what? He ain't hitting a lick out of goddamn snake. That motherfucker is bumping into shit blindly because it's over. It's over. Why the fuck do you think they put out that goddamn Harry Potter? They worked on that shit for years and put it out to try to get new ideas from their people. You see what I'm saying? And hoping some niggas latch on so that they can get in some stuff. So no, they ain't. All that shit is bullshit. That's laughable shit, man. Let me tell you something, man. They have killed 30 million of our people between 1989 and 2005, and you didn't even know about it. And yet, we are still in the fear of what they might do. God damn it, they do it every day. But the point about it here, man, is you got to focus on your agenda. Them crackers, look, that shit on TV and that shit, you done gave all these goddamn crackers names. Them motherfuckers ain't here to lick out a motherfucking snake. They can't do shit. They can't do shit. But you got to deal with what our people's dealing with. I'm not trying to say, I'm just trying to say, man, you own the wrong path by studying that bullshit because, they got the Valvolarian Matrix books. It came out. Thousands of things in the sewing research project they used to have. Something. All this stuff. And every last one of them things and stuff, they ain't the driver of no fucking seat. We the fucking drivers. But now you got to realize this. Now here it is, you a damn driver of a ship. And you worrying about a cracker in a lab fucking around with a fucking artificial goddamn black IP. What about your damn ship? That's what I'm trying to say, man. We got to get out of their agenda. All the Illuminati and all the shit, you know, all that old shit there, man, all the conspiracy shit, believe me, anything they tell us, they've already done to us. You see, they've already done to us. You see, so that's all I'm just trying to say. Just like last time I talked, some brother, we got to find out what the government is. Fuck the government. They ain't going to do shit. They waiting on you. They waiting on you. Stick a fork in them. They're already dead. They're going, Bobby, when you going to kill us? This shit is miserable. They're waiting on us. We are in charge. We are in command. But you never know that because you are still giving him the driver's seat with that bullshit. I saw that shit.
Well, actually, what I look at is, see, for me, I think it's a good thing. See, I think that the signs that they're trying to do these things means that they have this great concern.
No, but
over
what I'm trying to say is what are you trying to do? See, right there, they try to do. So that's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say.
See, my plan
is
this.
Not what they're trying
to
do. Let me explain something to you. Man, I've been in this thing a minute. And I used to sit around in the early 90s analyzing everything they was going to do. But I found out that shit was old information. They had done it 30 years before I was born. Man, my point here is that we are at the precipice. You see what I'm saying? A better word, we are at the apex of our own shit. And I'm trying to say here and all, man, that they put that shit out there to make you still think that they are in charge. It's called a catechism of impossibility. An ant in a coconut shell thinks it's a whole ocean. I'm trying to tell you they have no power. They might run around this motherfucker, but they don't run this shit. We do. But the thing about it here is we are retarded in the process for the simple fact we still think they do. And that's what I've been trying to tell people. Get out of all that and what's going on. We need to find out what our agenda is. What are the guards pulling up to the state? That's what I'm trying to say. We need to find out what our agenda is. So that's all I'm trying to say. I understand where you're coming from, man, but look. Hey, man, next time you call in, I want to know what planet you flew to. When you went in one doorway and came out the other doorway was in France or in Africa. Not what this cracker doing on the West Coast. I saw it, but I'm not impressed. You want to know why? Because I got more advanced mysteries than that bullshit. You see what I'm saying?
I can understand that.
And it's not enough time, you see. It's not enough time, you see.
Right.
That brother just called in talking about he had some shit under his tongue that spit out some venom. That's the kind of shit we talking about, you see. So, you know, I understand where you're coming from, man, but you know what, man, I'm just trying to say, man, I've been in this shit a minute. I know when there's distraction. I know when there's some motherfucker trying to mislead us into some fear shit. You see what I'm saying? Mislead us into some fear shit, you know, on that particular level. You see, so I'm just trying to say this. We are there, but we still thinking it's 1962. You see what I'm saying? And these motherfuckers are out of ideas. And what they're really doing is trying to say, what is your take on it? What is your take on it? You see, and they'll still be born from you, you see what I'm saying, until you find out this shit is about you. What have you done? You see, that's what this thing is about. I'm just trying to say, man, I've heard it all before, man, but all that shit done, you actually literally come in and you invented a pathway for this cracker. Well, what about if they tap into this synthetic melanin? Well, goddamn it. Well, thank you. Thank you, motherfucker. I didn't know that shit till you told me. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. We got to quit inventing shit for them. You see, that's the reason why this shit stay alive. We keep them alive. We keep them alive. These motherfuckers will disappear. They used to tell me all in the 1990s. Them motherfuckers don't exist. Over and over, they don't exist. It's only in your mind. Get a damn movie called Revolver. It's got that boy Andre 2000 in it and Ray Liotta in them. Revolver. Get the movie called Revolver. And at the end of the damn movie, watch what all of the goddamn metaphysics and people are saying at the end that everybody in the goddamn movie was creating this shit in their own mind. The enemy and the evil shit you create in your mind. You see what I'm saying? So my point here is, yeah, we saw that on the TV because they already know. Y'all motherfuckers gonna give us some goddamn ideas. We are out of ideas. They've been, look, motherfuckers been out about 10, 15 years ago, that was it for them. And they've been borrowing shit from us. You see, remember the Matrix movie? Came from that woman? See what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to say, that's all I'm trying to say. It's all good, brother. Give me some more questions.
Just to find a love within. I came back to let you know, got a thing for you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see.
Gonna go through every ailment there is. You can't be worrying about that, because if we keep worrying about the trouble that the masses are in, we never cultivate anything among ourselves to get to the higher level in which the masses gonna be a part of. Because ultimately, all this shit got to be destroyed. You see what I'm saying? So T.D. Jakes is just a part of the same society, you see what I'm saying, that the masses are the same people. You see what I'm saying? He's only a manifestation of their ignorance.
You have a question for him?
Yeah.
So are you telling me I'm the devil just because of the ghetto is important?
Look.
Yes.
You're
yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Look. 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 Okay. I'ma use this from whether she's the devil based on the skin she's born in.
I'm not going to use it from a religious standpoint of view, because just like the African is still before the table said, you know, you deal with the whole religious thing and all, and you throw people off.
Yes, sir.
But what we're saying is this, based on historically, and if you get into your learned white people, they bear witness to this, that historically, you were going around the planet and enslaved and raped and pillaged and killed to this particular day, and you suffer, and this is in the masses of you. Now, this is one that is in the collective of white. You suffer from a superiority complex, and I don't see why wouldn't you. Everything you see, every image you see is of white folks. You see what I'm saying? So now, on that particular aspect of the religious aspect and all, I will say, based on the metaphysical aspect, based on the Kabbalah, they say the intruder, which means that was a person that wasn't there in the beginning, that now is intruding and causing an incontinuance to learning because they cause luxury. That's the capitalistic society. So like I say, is this here. As an individual, as an individual, it doesn't really matter, but as a collective, that's what we deal with. Because personally, be honest with you, you personally don't have no effect on me. You can't really do anything to me.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So to be grown up about this individually, it don't even really matter. But we talk about collectively, you benefit from a system and a society. You understand what I'm saying? That collectively, not just black people, but all indigenous people. We're just going back. Look, you just had a man that died recently.
I can't
right. You just had a man that died recently. What's your boy, the actor that just died?
Marlon Brando.
And what did he say when he sent that Native American woman to the Academy Award? She say, you all look and you would think that the Native Americans happen on another planet somewhere or another continent. You go about talking about this freedom thing, and you massacred millions of people. Let me show. So my point here, historically, you figure it out. Let me give you an example. They came to San Francisco. Now, they had already broke all the treaties. They pushed them from the middle of the country. Their last stand was San Francisco. In 3 years, they had 60 million Native Americans. And when they got through in 3 years, they had 20.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So we talking about people is massacring 50. They massacred 80 million buffaloes just so the Native Americans couldn't eat. So historically, it's not even an argument. My point here is, if you get off of just the whole thing based on the biological thing and just deal with the principalities of mindsets. You see what I'm saying? The mindset. You benefit from a culture that exacerbates and fosters this shit to this day.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
No. Privilege creates blindness. It creates selfishness, and I absolutely agree.
You see what I'm saying? So, you see, my point is, and so, now, and so my point here is, and guess what? Believe it or not, I'm not talking today based on the stuff that you've done in the past. I'm giving you concept of what shit is going on right now on a global level. On a global level. You see what I'm saying? So my point here is on that particular level, so I thought it because, you know, yes, you got Sarnetta will tell you how he feels, and you can come in any Saturday and he'll get on your ass.
That's right.
You know. So my rendition is to take it from another point of view so you can leave this what you call it understanding that we're not just here personally saying these things because we're upset what you did with us in the past. We're talking about globally on some things that's actually going on personally on some things that's going on. You see what I'm saying? So it's on that particular level. You know, I say it that way, you know.
What I wanted to say is that if you alienate people, like... I agree with you.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you.
You feel no frat, baby. You don't even have to worry about this thing. Let me tell you. You ain't got to worry about this.
Yeah,
this is
another...
No, I'm going to tell you. This is... No, let me tell you the fear that white people go around with. Just listen to what I'm trying to say. There's nothing I'm going to say to these people that's going to turn them against white folks. with my little 1 or 2 hours of saying this, when you all have blatantly done things for years and they still love you. And the bottom line is, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. That's not our nature. Black people will never be haters and never will. No matter how much we espouse that stuff, first of all, in order us for to be racist, you got to have a power to even to impose racism.
That's
so
right.
You really don't have to worry about this type of thing on a person's views. Be honest with you. Our people love you. So therefore, when you get a brother up here that's telling you what time it is, you should actually champion that. Because most black people, you're going to go around, they're going to be skinning and grinning.
That's right.
And they're going to, and they're going to,
that's what I want.
Well, well, good then.
Yo, let her know Negroes love her.
Yeah.
You have no control over it because you don't control the system.
Right.
You just caught up in it. Real folks are going to skin and grin.
No, but you know what, like Francis Crest Wilson say, if you really want to not be alienated, tell us what you say when we ain't around.
I will.
That's what I'm saying. Don't, now, because you can't come up here and tell me that when we are not around, white people sit around and they don't say shit about us. We know fucking white folks. And we know that in society is based on that.
You don't know me.
Now, I'm not talking about you. I'm saying if you saying you don't want to be, if you want to be an aide, you want to be an aide, tell us what you talk about when we ain't around, because we don't get that side. So obviously there is some, you know what I'm saying, if you really into this type of thing. I know, I'm just trying to say here is, my point here is ultimately, you're still going to, when it's said and gone and we're going to be away from this table, you're going to benefit from a society that's going to be for your rule.
Absolutely, in every step that I take down the street.
You see what I'm saying?
I apologize for every privilege that I have.
And stuff like that.
But
look at here. Well, you got an opportunity right now. Since you're over here crying and stuff, why don't you start telling us about what these white folks be saying when we ain't around? And don't tell me that you sitting up here right now. Don't tell me right now that you sitting up here naive to the fact of what you say when we ain't around. You still ain't saying it. It's not like you just fell out of some wonderland somewhere and stuff like that. No, come on now. You
you
know, that's what I'm trying to say. We get fooled by this shit. We get fooled by this. They say shit when we ain't around. So I'm trying to say, if you really want to say you what, you gotta tell us what they say when you ain't around.
In other words, what the brother's saying is that the apology and the tears is
don't
not what we want to get from you.
I know, and
we want information.
Information.
If you really want to, if you want to really, check it out. Wait a minute. Check it out. Hey, yo. Check it out. If you really want to get down, then get down. You know what I'm saying?
Tell us.
Tell us what's going on.
What they say.
You can't apologize.
Tell us what they say when we ain't around. And you know what? It's amazing because we never get. It's amazing because we never get that side from white folks.
That's right. Never.
We live our whole lives and none of you all ever come to the ghetto.
That's right.
And not just the ghetto, because we the richest people of the Africans. Black people in America, we consumers.
That's right.
This street showing you this right now.
Right.
But you never come to our side of the town and say, hey, guess what these people saying about you?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Right. And it's not as if the world, I don't want to spread nothing on. You got to do is turn on the damn TV. They've been doing it in Hollywood for years.
Right.
And so my point here is it's ongoing. It's ongoing. We need, and you say, well, why would you need me to validate that? Let me explain something to you. If you was to get on this video right now and tell us what white people say when we're around. You know how many white black people you'll wake up? I could talk for 10 years and white people, black people won't even listen to me. But if one white woman said they so see? See?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know. Well.
What did your daddy say? What did your mom say? What did your friend's parents say?
lobby.
Huh? The people in your family, they care.
He's coming down the steps. What?
The more you became knowledge, the more and more those particles of different elements of the alchemical metals go in composite as gold. And once that particular gold starts forming in your head, the electromagnetic force field will not let you obtain thousands and thousands of gold on the outer rim, so the money starts drying up. And it will only give you enough to keep you functioning, but you cannot get wealthy off this bullshit. So now I don't look for one thing in the world. If my rent is paid, the goddamn phone can be cut off, like my phone is cut off. But right now, if my damn light is on and my rent, that's it. I'm through for the fucking month. That's all I worry about. That's it. If my light is on and my damn and my rent paid, that's it for me. So my expectation of life is different. I ain't looking for shit.
Did I just tell you a few minutes ago that if it's rational, logical, saying common sense, it ain't your shit. Stop thinking like a fucking human. You're not human. You see what I'm saying? You're advanced, universal, chaos beings is your name. You are above the gods. The gods are your children. We'll get into that in a few minutes. So all can be broken down in scholarship, you see. So it says, in order to get the cosmic awareness, you must block the rationale of the brain. If you try to rationale and all of the logical thinking of everyday life and try to get to the subconscious.
That's right.
But if you are the subconscious and melanin is the subconscious, then what's logical and rational like every other motherfucking white person and Jews and Japanese is doing, that's not your shit because you've gone from that plane. You're trying to get beyond that. You're trying to get to, because it says, oneness and cosmic awareness. That is because your spirit says, now it's time for me to get out of the physical body. My incubation period on this realm is over. So your spirit doubled back and shut down, and now you out here running like a goddamn head cut off for the simple doggone fact. You see what I'm saying? Your spirit is not necessarily helping you. Your spirit says, well, the only people that I will help is the advanced beings that need to figure out this stuff to get everybody out of this shit. So you are the only people that's literally functioning on a certain level. The other bourgeoisie niggas is just following protocol. And the damn underclass motherfuckers is totally gone. So the only people living is the ones that is doing a certain job because your souls are literally staying alert just for you to get this thing. But it's really confused and really frustrated because you still want to be with the world. And the world is over. And if you think for one damn minute that you're going to build any kind of utopian society with black people in America, and God knows not in Africa, or no other place on the planet, you crazy as hell.
Ain't no shit I made up. So don't think all that nigga that ain't gone fool. I'm telling you, the shit that you feeling in you saying fuck this shit, that's the God in you telling you what time it is.
Reality. You're thinking this is all crazy. But what we're dealing with here is breaking down the dimensions of what is the human mind based on what you call conventional and orthodox structure of humanity on which makes you a slave. You got to come out of all of it. But the key here is your family members, them assholes, all of them can never be the measurement and the criteria on which you free yourself, including your goddamn children. If they want to act like a motherfucking fool, your mama and all of them, fuck them. They're going to all be on the other side when you get there, saying what took you so long. Then maybe the motherfuckers going to be the first to go because you are here struggling for them. So don't look at them as the litmus test on why you buy into shit. Fuck your goddamn mama and your grandmama, a fucking ignorant ass snuff-dipping fool. I know this quiet in here, but I'm trying to tell you. If your mama wasn't an idiot, motherfucker. This ain't about moralism. Your family can never be the litmus test on how you climb up to the lofty heights of the high divinity. And that's the problem. You waiting on to be sanctioned by your goddamn asshole family. And them the fucked up motherfuckers. You got to come out of this shit. They are children. They don't know. And this is not to get knowledge to go back and tell you. Tell them. Y'all go and get all this shit. I'm going home. I'm going to drop this knowledge. And you get beat over the damn head. If you want to get a good ass whipping? Go to a damn nigga that don't want to hear that shit. You be the fool. All these books. You feet bitch motherfuckers will tear your ass up. Am I lying? Well, you got a nigga that don't want to hear that shit. Yeah, I'm going to go there. I'm going to teach them people. It ain't about teaching them damn niggas nothing. You go there and y'all get in an argument and you be the damn fool. It's like talking to this tree. Them niggas might start singing to your ass. Ha, la, lee, lee. Ha, ha. Yeah, yeah. You with all your scholarly shit. You know what's supposed to be? They not the litmus test. It is not to teach them nothing. You got to make the decision. It ain't about no fucking goddamn preacher. You see, it ain't about the preacher. It ain't about nobody now to get out of this shit but the gods that came back to do this. We doing this shit. We getting ready to put the scunion to the ass, but you can't deal with this stuff by taking your family as being the litmus test of how you damn do this thing. Your family ain't got shit to do with this. And quit going home trying to teach them something. If you give it to them and they don't respond, fuck it. Turn on the goddamn TV. This ain't got nothing to do with that. See what I'm saying? And that's the problem. We all still trying to be sanctioned by our asshole families, but humanity is the enemy.
I am you.
You and me.
And we.
We're never here.
Now I'm going to show you something here. Listen, look at this. Geiger. Geiger is the person who drew. Geiger is a person who drew stuff for the movie Aliens. He also drew, they also commissioned him to draw the Necronomicon on what he figured they might look like. And he drew the Baphomet. Now the Baphomet is supposed to be a symbol of the devil. It's a symbol of the white man's devil. They say the devil live up under the ground. Where does Osiris live? In the underground. What is Osiris? God of the perfect black. Cthulhu is God of the perfect black, which is a form of Osiris. He live up underground. The black souls live in the subterranean world. When the white boy talking about the devil, he's talking about you. And you will rise up and take back your planet. You see what I'm saying? Now, he drew a picture of the Baphomet, and I want to show you these pictures, and I want you to pass these pictures around. This is the pictures of the devil that you usually looking at. Pass these pictures around. Now, I'm going to hold this up. If you take that, if you notice that there, you'll see the horns of Hathor. Now in here, when I pass these things around, you will see a picture of a horned-looking devil. Now when you pass the thing around, you're going to look and you're going to see dreadlocks on it. Black hair, dreadlocks. These horns is the horns of the goddess Hathor. In the thing, you're going to see a white piece of light coming out of him, which is a woman. The whiteness, she milk white, not mean white people. When you look in her face, you're going to see it's a black woman with dreadlocks also. Right here, you'll see a picture of the Kundalini. That particular Kundalini that you see right there is what raises you up to your godhood. So when they're talking about this is an esoteric teaching, and it ain't got nothing to do with no devil in no underground. He drew the Necronomicon. He drew this back in the 70s. But yet, the book came down from the 70s to like a couple hundred dollars to down like $70, which is still too high for two or three pictures. You see what I'm saying? So I called hell getting these things. But this is what they fashioned the movie off of, and you show the people the Baphomet. You know, I want to pass these around and show the people. Now, I got one, two, three Baphomet. I got five pictures. I want five pictures back. Because when I was ever, Shoot, I was showing pictures up north, and niggas was walking out the door with my stuff. Now, let's go with this thing. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass out something here. I'm going to pass out something here called Lever CCXX. You see, when the black god AWOS came, he left Aleister Crowley with some stuff, and I'm going to pass this out, and I'm going to show you this. He left him with some stuff that's inside your head. When you look at it, he left it with him, and it's inside your head. I want to pass this. Now, look here. Now, don't fall in love with the pictures because you got other people. You could always look at the pictures. So keep the, yeah. Okay, I get that. Okay. It's inside your head. Let me pass some other ones out here. Pass these things out. These things are what's archetypes in the inside of your head. Now he passed these. What he did was, if he passed these things out, let me see. He gave him these things. He gave him a real book of Revelation. And he said, this is the real book of Revelation. And he explained in 3 pages. Huh? You got some copy? Got a copy machine or something?
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. Yeah, we can see something. Shoot. Well, and he gave him in 3 words, he gave him in 3 passages what the book of Revelation takes a whole chapter to give him. He gave him some stuff. Now, I'm going to read some of this stuff to you, and we can get some of this stuff because it's hard. You have to really study it to understand, to translate it, but this particular part here is very simple. So I'm going to read this to you. I want you to pass those around because those are some things that's up inside your head. Now, and let me explain what this thing is. I got a little more. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, give me one of them so we can make some copies. That's one side of it. There's 2 sides. Now it says the Lever CCX means the Acranium Atu, the Acranium of Soot, Hermes, Tahuti, Osiris, the black man, Osar in Amenti. Amenti is the black, is the abyss. We're in the abyss now. And in the abyss, it's going to wake up certain archetypes of the collective unconsciousness in your mind. So the Acranium means your skull. Now it says the key to the mysteries is the mysteries of 666, the beast, is the book of Revelation. The number of the beast resumes the dual nature of the beast of the carnal zone. That's the demon that eats the lower nature. See, you want your lower nature to be ate up. That's keeping you on the beast level. Darth, in the tree of life, you're going to see a spear called Darth. That's the spear of melanin, where you get the word Darth Vader from, which is, they show you, which is the enemy to the white man in Star Wars. Now, the abyss, the point, the black dot, both the ingress, the enumeration that ingress the phenomena into phenomena. In other words, the gateway of the manifestation and the non-manifestation. Now, it says that he gave him this particular, these 2 passages, and he gave him this stuff that's in, it's a book of Revelation that I'm getting ready to read to you. And I'm going to show you these things, and I'm going to explain what those 2 things are because I had to decode what those symbols were. It says, Io in the heart of Ayo, that dwelleth in the ecstasy of the secret plate of thunder. Between, and I'm going to walk you through this, between Osiris and Aset, that means the black man and the black woman, abideth in the helm of joy. That means you're getting ready to go into what you're getting ready to go into. The lightnings increased, and the Lord Tahuti stood forth, and a voice came from silence. Your melanin is called silence because it's the black part of you, the soul of you that's silent is dead, but it's getting ready to speak out. So you get ready to open up. It said a voice came from silence. Now, it says, and one ran and returned. That means you getting ready to come out. You getting ready to rise up and return back to the earth. And Nut unveiled herself. Nut is the triple blackness of space. And so she may open her gate of her sister. The virgin God was enthroned on the oyster shell, and like a pearl he seeketh 70 to her 4. And her heart is Hadit, the invisible glory. Hadit means the black dot which is in you. The triple blackness of space gave you a kiss of Newt, which means she kissed you with the black dot inside of you, the winged globe. And the virgin God was enthroned and rises Ra-Heru-Kahuti to the dominions and establish the star of the flame. Ra-Heru-Kahuti is the god that's getting ready to come back. That is Heru in his rising form. That's what the Sphinx is in the middle of the earth called Har-Market. God on the horizon, on the double horizon. You got a Nile on the east, which flows what? North. You got a Nile in the west that flows north. The Moors thought it was the Mississippi River, but it's the St. John's River in Jacksonville, Florida, which is the Western Nile. It flows north, the St. John's River. That's the Western Nile. Egypt is as big. Egypt would reach from here to D.C. So the part that they call Egypt on the western part comes from the tip of Florida on up into Tennessee. This particular part here is a part of Egypt, the capital, Atlantis. The new Atlanta, Atlantis, which rose from the water. That's why they're building the cities downtown of Syriac architecture that they got out of the British Museum. They got out of Egypt where they built pyramids, monuments, and temples to register the city around the star system Sirius. You see that downtown. Now, the book you want to get that's back in print is called Ancient Egypt, the Sirius Connection by Mary Hope. It came back in print. It was out of print for a while. And in here, in the part called Syrian Heritage, they're going to give you the article on where Atlanta built the city from around, trying to get some juice to save the white people. But to even further build a city and finance the city, they had to do it by financing the Olympics. Bring the Olympics here to finance the city. They know they're not going to be here in no 96, but they're trying to finance a new world order city so they can somehow have some juice to save themselves. You see? So they used the money to the Olympics to finance it. They knew they was going to use the money for the Olympics in Atlanta to finance this great city in the South. They said that the God said, we came from the South where the God Hopi dwell. That's what the Egyptians said. So they said, they even knew that, Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, when the black man rises up in the South, it's all over. Because that's the most humble of us. You see what happened when we travel to the north. When we travel to the north. Right, huh?
I've been all over the U.S.
Yeah, but see, you got to realize this here, too. When we say in the humble, Farrakhan used to tell the people, that brother on the tractor is your brother. Because they know ultimately with the great migration, you know they say the migration of the north was the biggest migration in world history of a people, when black people traveled from the north, from the south to the north. But they knew that one day the brother that was on the tractor was going to be put under scrutiny for being a dumb country hick. And he would be the most humble. So when he say the black man in the south would rise up, because that would be the last one to get the knowledge. But he would be humble enough because you would come into the South and you would fall under one of the most hideous things that would rise your ego to the worst level. Your ego is the part that keeps you dead. And there's one thing that rose the black man's ego to the highest level, and that's called cool. Cool. That's the sickness of cool. Cool is sick. When you cool hides your real self. You just act cool. That's why the sister say you know, and then you get the sisters acting cool. Cool hides that. You see what I'm saying? That's the ego. That's the inflation of the ego. And you inflate the ego, you are ingrained more into the physical world. A humble man is more to God. So you see an old country boy, he be humble and stuff. You see what I'm saying? So that's the one God say, I'll send you a country boy. That's why Honorable Elijah Muhammad rose up and went to the north. You see what I'm saying? It's because it's the humility. You see what I'm saying? Now, there might be some ignorance in there, but once the humble boy gets the knowledge, he uses it different than the brother that is arrogant. He uses the knowledge to shield his pathology, and he beats up on the people with it. But a humble boy, he's sincere, and they say, what? My sincerity is my credentials. So humility is the key to God. That's why the woman is God. You see what I'm saying? But even the woman done got crazy with this thing. You see what I'm saying? That's ego.
Hello.
Right. So they built the city in the south. In the god Ra-Heru-Kahuti. This is the Western Nile. Now, it says establish the star and flame. And the star and flame was exalted. And burned the benediction of the universe. What's the star and the flame? The star is the black dot in you, and the flame is the kundalini that rises through the black dot. And that's what brings back the universe. Okay? Bear with me. Only got a little more to go. Now, and here then, beneath the wing eros, the youth is delighting in one and another. You the youth. You are rejoicing. And Osar and Aset and Nephthys come forth from the veil. That means you are coming forth from the black dot. You are rising up out of this, the death. You're coming from the veil, the great veil. They say no one has seen the veil of Isis. You see, for who sees the veil, they shall surely die. That means if you see, you go through the veil, that means you got to die in the lower and go to the spiritual. That's what the whole Bible has been talking about. You understand? And her rideth upon the chariot of eternity, and the white and the black is harness. Remember I showed you that? The quantum physics. The black dot and the white dot is harnessed. Y'all with me so far? And the white, black, because the spirit said it, you can read it, they ain't going to understand it, but it's a new day now, so you know. Y'all are gods. Y'all know what time it is. The white dot is harnessed in thy car. Now they say he rides the chariot. The chariot is a spaceship. And the white and black being harnessed mean the gods is the one that ride in the spaceship. But see, you got to realize one thing about these spaceships up here. The reason why the white boys can't fight them is because these spaceships are balls of light, and you can turn into a spaceship once you raise yourself up to God. Because all in the universe is in the mind of God. Since you are God, whatever you project, you can do. As a man and woman thinketh, so is he or she. So the reason why the white man can't fight these things, he's geared up to fight a physical war. But he can't fight no ghosts. You see what I'm saying? But it's a ghost to him because he's the one that's in the doggone hologram. This is real. But these things can materialize and dematerialize, and he can't fight that. So ain't no way he can fight this war. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to show you how the war getting ready to be fought in a few minutes. Now, in a few minutes, I'm just going to read a little more of this particular part here. Now, it said, and also there came the mother of her earth and her lion, and even Sekhmet and the lady of Isis, and also the priest veiled himself, and let there be glory profane and lest he lose be lost to multitudes. Then the Lord Kim arose, that's the black dot in you, and he was the holiest among the highest, and set up the crown staff to redeem the universe. Kim means black, the black people rising and setting up. This is the actual stuff that's coming down to get you back. Now, to get you back. Now, a few more things. Let me explain this to you right here, and we can go into some question and answer. You need to go see how you're going to come out of this. So this is the occult technology power, which is the Illuminati, the people that run the world's handbook. But I've heard that you can download this off of the Internet now. And this one downloaded off the Internet. I was able to get this particular book because the person who was a part of the secret society died, and his family members, not knowing who he was, turned it into the bookstore, and a used bookstore, and I just so happened to be in the bookstore when the box came in, so the white boys let me look at stuff, and I knew once they saw this, they would have probably grabbed it, and so basically I stole it, and was able to steal it and stuff like that, and all, you know, and retrieve the shit. So that's how I get it and stuff, you know. We'll be dealing with some stuff, with that particular aspect, because all this stuff is clear right now that the Illuminati and the New World Order is alive and well. But as far as the history of them, you need to know what their thinking is. What is the mindset of these people? And this particular book goes step by step on how they rule the universities and how Republican and Democrat, right and left, is produced by them. They go into stories like, we will take the left, and when the left want to give out too much money to the bleeding hearts, you know, the bleeding heart left want to give out too much money to the downtrodden or to the social programs of the so-called humanity, we can always count on the right conservative wing, you see, to knock them down and freeze up the money. But they also say when the conservative wing want to get too rich beyond what we want them to be, you know what I'm saying, we could always count on the right to come in and bust them by pointing the finger at them. So in so many words, this is all encouraged by the Illuminati.
So any fool is idiotic enough at this particular time to think that Bush and Clinton are two different people. You see what I'm saying? I'm mistaken. I think that you're in a certain party. And any black person now that's running in a certain party, you best believe they're government agents. You see what I'm saying? Like your boy Al Sharpton. You know what I'm saying? Biggest government agent there is, taking, you know, which will be your next Jesse Jackson. Anybody running in a damn party. You see what I'm saying? When they killed Ron Brown, you knew that gig was up. But we want to still tell people to revisit this. Some people have it. You can download it off the, internet. If not, I made a manuscript of it back in 99 or 2000. And so, therefore, we still have it, and we'll get the brothers to sell it or whatever. How do we do that now? Okay, let's spit the rum and let's get this thing going. We got a lot of new entities and all. Yep. All right. Spit the rum. And you can do this at home, you know. You can do this at home. It's like Dr. Africa got on the phone. He was, last time he spoke with Brother Shabazz, he got on the phone and asked me, you still drinking? You know, I'm like, they still making liquor? Well, you know about your liver and all this kind of thing? I'm like, look, man, come on. First of all, what I do is spiritual. Whenever I hit it, it's spiritual. You know what I'm saying? I don't deal with the particular aspect. I said, man, believe me, we can bet. You might be older than me, but I'll outlive you. You know what I'm saying? I'll outlive you. You see what I'm saying? So, because I deal on a spiritual realm. So I'm never sick. I have never been sick in my life other than a head cold. And even though I done picked up weight over the years, I'm never sick. So I'm one that can say, God damn it, I can outlive you. Because it's a spiritual thing. My mother was a person that was never sick. You see what I'm saying? And they are never sick because of their mind. And 98% of what brings on the people's ailment is a fucked up mind. That's the mystery to this shit. Is a fucked up mind. And you might tell yourself, I'm all right. No, you really need to check yourself if things are breaking down and you're always sick. You see what I'm saying? Now, I had a grandmother was mean as shit. My grandmama slept with her goddamn fist balled up. Damn disciplinarian. But she had a sister across the street was happy-go-lucky. Of course, she kind of went crazy when she was young, so. she was happy-go-lucky, you know what I'm saying? Real happy. But anyway, there was a difference between them as far as the health. My grandmother was always sick. You see what I'm saying? That's because her mind always, you know, she wouldn't let go shit. You know, all the pathologies. You know, all the obsessive compulsive disorders. You see, wouldn't let things go. So as a result, she was always sick. My mother, on the other hand, never worried about shit. You know what I'm saying? And she never really was big on money. There's a dip there, I guarantee you. There's a link between your love of money and disease. Guaranteed. You know, outside of surviving. You know, so, you know, and I know that's a hard one, but you got to balance it off. You know what I'm saying? The greed. You know, the greed. If it's not the greed, my grandmother was a miser. The richest woman in damn near South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? But she was a miser. You know, like I said, I grew up middle class and all, you know. And going to the bank was to break up in her room the right way when she was teaching school and try to hit them money bras she used to have. You know, you get that money, good bra, you get paid. Anyway, there was a link between the way you think more than the diet. Because they got vegetarians now coming down with fucking cancer. One reason why they're coming down with cancer because they spend 98% of their time occupied, preoccupied, in what is going to kill them, and they send those messages to the brain. You know what I'm saying? I told you about my brother. That motherfucker eat twigs in the air now. twigs and fucking air. And if a nigga eats some rice, he would, you have to take him to the hospital. Because he's programmed his mind that it's going to be sick. And this the nigga used to lick ketchup off the fucking pavement. I love a sausage to death. You know what I'm saying? So it's the middle pillar, which we'll deal with also today. The middle pillar. When you see this staff of Tahuti, and you see this, it's the middle pillar. You have to balance the two polarities. It's like the scales. One, so my what my brother did was he went from one extreme to the other. He went from this extreme to this extreme. That's not balance. That means he's still extreme, so in actuality, he's made a complete circle. You see, you have to battle, you have to balance out the middle pillar. That's the key. You see, so therefore, if he eats, if you slip a piece of rice up in his shit, this motherfucker going to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? That's because he's trained his mind that he's going to get sick. So you get a lot of people, they focus so much on that, you see what I'm saying, until they're going to get sick. You know what I'm saying? So as a result, I thought, man, you know I'm going to outlive you, nigga. I live like a shit. I live like I'm in elementary school. You know? I live like I'm in elementary school. You know, after Ginger left, in 2000, I tricked my brother to do my fucking laundry for fucking 3 years. I said, this damn nigga ain't caught on yet. The washing with the laundromat right up the street. But he's a take charge kind of fellow. So, shit, I shook his ass. You know? But, so, the key here is, you know, but that's what I'm trying to say. You got to break down this thing, and you got to become 14 again. 14 again. You know, you have to become 14. Now, this is very key. So, like I was telling them, I said, yes, I take 3 sips in the morning. I get up. I take 3 sips in the morning. 3 shots of this. I turn the music up. For 45 minutes, I jam, then I go and bite something out of the refrigerator, get something on my gut, so, you know, because I did it on an empty stomach, and then I go back to sleep till 5 o'clock. And that is my day. Straight up leisure. You know, get up and stay up till 5 and start that process back over. Get up at 9. But I have reduced myself down to what is called no self. The Bobby Hemmett doesn't exist anymore. You know, no scruples, no pride. Just reduce myself down to that person is a spittle. You know, that's nothing now. You have to, de-identify and reduce yourself down to no self and be like the motherfucker on the street. Fuck it. So what you're going to do is you're going to be like the nigga on the street. Around the corner, around the liquor store saying, fuck it, but you're going to be functional while you're saying this. So it's going to be a mental thing. We don't need you on the street, you know, reeking with urine and stuff. But we want to get the same kind of idea that you're going to do. It's a mental process, and you free the spirit up to work. So therefore, it's a vessel that can work for healing and for any other types of things. I told the motherfucker, I said, look, I told you again, I don't ever want to see my motherfucking landlord again. And I ain't seen him since April. You know what I'm saying? Since April. That's what it is. They were like, well, damn, man, you know, outside of killing him, what you want us to do? Now, that's what we're dealing with. Let me get into this particular stuff here as we go on because I want to give them their juice. All right. So the brother literally took himself out, and I was glad that he killed himself. See, you don't get into that, because everything, because we are on the survival thing. Everything is based on living at any cost. No, living ain't shit. That's that old Christian mentality. Oh, I'm just glad I woke up this morning. Well, a goddamn dog just woke up this morning. How you know that God? He woke you up this morning. Hell, a fucking rat woke up this morning. That don't mean shit. But at what level? What capacity? You see what I'm saying? So based on the capacity, you understand what I'm saying? The right thing to do was to take yourself out for the simple fact that this ain't shit.
And for the mere fact that he did that is letting you know that it's a doggone gesture, that this shit is over. He's only going where we going anyway. You understand what I'm saying? And you got to start thinking that particular mentality and stop valuing life as so precious. Fuck the dumb shit. You understand what I'm saying? You're grasping for straws, Russian roulette, spin the fucking bottle. You understand what I'm saying? This is nothing. This is over with. And for the mere fact that life is tedious and repetitious, and you got to vent up new ways to even enjoy yourself, or new drugs to take yourself out of this, it means that the airplane is gone. End the story. You understand what I'm saying? And you should be looking at that every day. Every day you wake up, you go, well, it's another damn day. I got to invent something new. You understand? To drug myself out about this poisonous bullshit down here. You see what I'm saying? And it's even like that in the scriptures, in the Gospel of Thomas, the one that they took out of the Bible. Say, if for those people seeking, may you find. And when you find, you should be distraught and disturbed when you find knowledge based on the world around you. But if you are disturbed, start rejoicing because the kingdom is at hand. You see what I'm saying? But it's saying that all this, when your eyes are open, you see the bullshit for what it is. And you shouldn't enjoy this particular stuff and say everything going to be all right, these drug things. You see what I'm saying? And it's a beautiful day. What makes it a damn beautiful day? You understand what I'm saying? When your people can't even enjoy shit.
But my point here is we can't go back. So the whole revolutionary movement to take us back to our own aspect of civilization is bullshit because we didn't start out in civilization. We started out from a divine realm, and this is what all the actual spirituality and all of the texts talk about. So for the mere fact that I want to know why Farrakhan is doing a million family march. For what? For what reason? I mean, what is the concept of these marches? Of not just Farrakhan, anybody. What is the concept? You see what I'm saying? But confusion. So any form of this particular transmutation is you cannot accept going back. You see? So therefore, anything that is remotely resembles common sense, logic, rationale, throw that motherfucker out the door. We have to tackle and go with extreme madness, because that's what we are. Extremely mad. And there's something in that. When you tap into that madness, you start to grow.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Well, I'm not talking to our people. I'm talking to the people in this room. There's a difference. Our people don't want to hear shit. There is no black nation. There is no black unity. There is only a remnant. Like all ancient scriptures, the parts that was left in that was telling the truth says there will only be a remnant. You see what I'm saying? The upper room, a remnant, an aftermath. And that's the only thing that we are concerned about. We're not talking about the masses. That's one thing. We have to get this at this particular time. It has nothing to do with the masses. It has nothing to do with the revolution and the evolution of the race. That's gone. This has to do with the evolution of the entire universe. In this particular case, the redoing of the entire universe, or the overhauling of the entire universe. And that is left to the people that this particular information is given to at this particular time. It's like one sister from Ethiopia say, what you are talking about is alien to our people, because when these people get up every morning, they have to think of survival. How am I going to eat? And it's not with us like, how am I going to get to the supermarket? Am I going to get a ride to the supermarket? No, it's how am I going to get some food in whatever kind of ration is out there for me? So you're talking about a people that for you to even talk on a concept of advanced metaphysics is so alien to them, because their concept of survival is at such a level. The survival mode is so high until they don't have time to ponder the philosophical origins of that metaphysical construct. They are so busy. So the whole concept of them would be alien, you see. Even if you go to the bush, or even if you would go to the person in the modern cities, the concept of survival is so alien. So we're only still talking about a select people. And we're not just talking about Africa. We're talking about here in America. And that's the reason why we can't reach the people, because we didn't understand that what the sister said in Africa holds true for right here in America. The concept of survival Even if you're not even talking about the underclass, even if this thing permeates all the way to the upper echelon, whereas a person with a master's degree can say, how is that going to put food on my table? So they never get out of the survival mode, even if you got 10 Lexuses. You see, they never get out of the survival mode. The whole concept, we're talking about people that never graduate beyond the survival mode. You see, that's why you got more white people that can grasp this, because they are the people that set the standard for survival, because they done taken over the planet. They got time to do other shit than survive. But these are psychological ramifications why we now see why our people, after 10 years of hearing all this profound knowledge, can't get it. Because we're stuck in a survival existence. We're talking about survival creatures. We're talking about a disease or a way of life that doesn't allow anything other than that. So any philosophical thing is like Chinese or Martian Braille. You see, it's the whole grasp of it, or it's such a thing that's the fantasy world. And even in the Sufi mysteries, they say the entire aspect is the realm of imagination. The realm of imagination is real. It is the only reality there is. That's why this reality is only based on survival. And that's what the white boy says. It was even in the movie X-File movie. The guy said, survival is the ultimate form of theology. Survival is the ultimate form of theology, and he has us on that survival mode. That is the only form of theology, you see. So we're not talking about the mass of people. We're talking about a people that at least can get their minds free for the amount of hours we got up in this shit. You see what I'm saying? And that's the problem right there. And to this day, the Afrocentric movement of 10 years ago based their premise on Up You Mighty Race, which was based on the premise of another movement 20 years prior to that, about 30 years now, your whole civil rights movement, a political movement to get enough people functioning in just this society. But this has nothing to do with that.
But when you say through God, all things are possible, that's when things get vague, get broad.
Correct.
You understand what I'm saying? Unapproachable. And this, although these are cliches that we use to get by in everyday life, these cliches diminish things because they diminish the human ability to tap into the universe, the omniverse, or whatever you call God. You are actually cut off from it. Just by giving all the power over to a deity outside of yourself, when the only bridge to the deity is through yourself. And if the deity is the one that has all the power, the omnipotent God, well, why the hell he fucking around with you and blaming you for stuff down here that's going to chastise you from stuff when he got all the power in the first place? You see what I'm saying? So my point here is we live in a society where we are codependent on the government and on some spook aspect of God where science or us not really knowing, not getting to the root of the matter, does not manifest. So in so many words, the reason why we never figure out the telephone is that way because we're trained not to. You see, we're trained not to. Or if we figure out that the telephone is that way, subconsciously we think that in actuality only the European can do that. You see what I'm saying? Only the European can do that. And then if the ones that say, well, we know it's not the European, the first thing they say is God that's doing all of this. In so many words, it's still an unapproachable method, where you're not responsible for tapping into your own energies. Now, don't get me wrong. The white boy has already figured this out. He figured out if it's going to get done, I'm going to do it. You see what I'm saying? He worships God better than us. You know what I mean by that? We always say, you know, the white boy don't worship no God. No, the white boy figured it out. The white boy figured out that the only kind of energy you got to utilize in this universe is the energy that you put together and take advantage of. You understand what I'm saying? So he's not sitting around with the theology of worshiping God just by thanking God for everything and saying that's spiritual. He's doing God and being God by figuring that, by knowing that if it's going to get done, the universe has already given me the tools to do it, and I can manipulate it, I can do it. Problem is we take all of our energy and put it on something else outside of us. It's a matter of recognizing it, and we're not, but we can't recognize it through other deities as far as giving them the power. When their power is in the book of the Lord says, had it, which is the same black dot. He said, do not worship me. I am the worshiper. The others will be known in the physical realm. I never. So you're never going to see me as long as the physical realm exists. So therefore, become me, basically, in so many words. The only link you have is not an entity on the outside. It is, they say, the gods of men are fools. It is the inside. And that's what Newt ordained us. So that a millennium blackness is, in so many words, it's what I've been talking about all the time now, but it's also honing in to say, at this particular time, I don't think the major events that everybody's looking for, that the white boy guy is looking for, because he'll always invent some new major event. Those major events are already here. You see what I'm saying? And we can't just be waiting for black people to rise, because that's another shit, too, especially in New York. Black people on the rise. Black people ain't on shit. But getting their ass whipped and going to jail and whatever damn thing. We are on the rise. The conscious community and the ones that we talk about always think that this thing is growing because we are wrapped into a conscious community. But all you got to do is look at your goddamn family member and know that's some bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? Your close friends and know that them niggas ain't as dead as hell and know that we're only talking about us. So this is the only people we have to deal with right now. It has nothing to do with the outside. And now, at this particular time, it don't have nothing to do with time. It has something to do with churning up something and making a bomb now. And also, too, it has something to do with it because in actuality, I'm like him. Last month or so, I'm like, look, man, what's the damn point? What's the point in living? I mean, yeah, you can make plans and you can psych yourself out and look forward to some stuff, but you're only looking forward to all the stuff you done had before. But I'm saying ultimately, outside of this knowledge and stuff, what's the doggone point? So that itself, when it gets to that particular level, it is time. The time is actually now. I'll tell you how much the time is actually now. By no means that I want to go and... By no means that last week I did a lecture in Harlem, and I knew that I was going to start back on the circuit in February, but I dreaded getting it. I said, with any luck, hopefully, I don't have to do this because this shit will all be over. You see what I'm saying? We'll all be over. So the time that we're talking about is we're talking about now. We're not going to wait on black people to get no more consciousness because that ain't happening. Black people ain't going to do shit. You understand what I'm saying? And we even wonder why, and we even have to question why we even have to even talk about the concept of race. Not talking about white people, don't get me wrong now. But the point I'm trying to make is when we talk about this concept of the race, that is a myth. All we have is us. You see what I'm saying? But it's comforting to know that in actuality, there wasn't but a few of us in the beginning anyway. And all this other stuff is like the vampire thing was saying, you're just a doggone weak genetic strain. And maybe that's why they can't get it. Because it's got something to do with what, in order to get something, you got to have something. You see what I'm saying? You got to have something. You see, and maybe that's why they can't get it. Oh,
Do you got Wi-Fi? If I ain't got no signal on my phone, we in these fields and we all alone, yeah. Do you got Wi-Fi? Do your boyfriend pay your bills? Do Netflix and chill with me? Do you got Wi-Fi? Is there a signal in your house? Why we chillin' on the couch, baby? Do you got Wi-Fi? Cause I really wanna show you something, but my phone is fucking up in the dark. I need you with me, and I just wanna impress you, darling. I just wanna make you feel good. I just wanna impress you, darling. So let me know if I could.
Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Erica Badu.
Boy, I got Wi-Fi, and my service is nice as that, and it comes at no price as that. Let me know where your iPhone at, log on my Wi-Fi. What is it that you have to show me? Boy, you better be good, please don't blow me. Well, answer me this while it's loading. Do you like my feng shui in my living room? How the carpet matches the pillows too. And did you know I was feeling you? Forget about your Wi-Fi for a second. Put your phone down, please don't check it. Mama, if I do, about to teach you a lesson. Now
enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. Royalty, royalty, royalty onto you guys. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. I really did not have much, you guys, to teach and to lecture all this. This is a chill day for me. I'm going to open the mic and see if Eternal wants to, you know, say something or possibly close out the show. But, guys, I want to thank you again. This has been, you know, just a chill birthday show as far as me playing the favorite clips. Me and my brother was talking, Mark, we was talking this rising, and he said something very key. And that's what, you know, get back to the basics. Sometimes we have to get back to the basics, you guys. Things like clips like I dropped, like the Four Agreements and Bobby. Bobby was like, he was my basics, you know what I mean? Like just sitting down, lecturing, and just, you know, just back to the basics, guys. I'm going to retitle this podcast, Back to the Basics, because all of the clips that I share with you guys are really kind of just root understandings of things. All right, Eternal, go ahead. The mic is open. Just a pretty chill day, Eternal. Not really lecturing today and teaching and none of that stuff. So I just wanted to listen today, but royalty on to you. The mic is open. We got about 40 minutes left to, you know, if you want to say anything, royalty.
Greetings, greetings. How you feeling today?
I'm a little tired today, Eternal, so I'm just resting. Yeah, but I'm here. I almost didn't come, Eternal, but I was like, you know what? If I'm dedicated to this, I don't give a dang. I'm going to show up. So I'm here, but I'm tired.
Yeah. No, that's perfect. I had to take on a new shift. Usually I work throughout the Monday to Wednesday or Tuesday and then take a day off because, you know, the body gets to a point where, you know, like you said, you get worn down. And so to recharge yourself, finding a better way to recharge yourself. And then here, being that the day that I had a day off, it was a Friday instead of a Wednesday. So Friday comes up, and I usually get up really early. So now I'm like, oh, I don't have to get up early. So now I'm like, let me lay a little longer. I got to tell myself to lay a little longer. So then when I finally got up, and I like, let me go to the door and see what it feels like outside. I opened the door, and, man, this heat wave kicked my face. I said, oh, my goodness. Now it made me feel like, dang, I just got up early. But now I don't want to be out at all.
Heat.
You know, and, man, talk about the heat.
Yeah,
bro.
It's no joke. It's no joke.
Man,
yeah.
I'm talking about you can't even take your shoes off at a certain point now. Like,
yeah.
If you are, you got to be on some grass. Okay, that's going to hurt. That is going to hurt. So realizing this was another thing, too, because like how you're saying, you can get really tired. Energy, being able to take, like, the road trip, like the brother came in here earlier. He's like, man, you got any road trip? And I'm like, dang, I ain't got none right now. But those are the things that we need. Astragalus, bee pollen, fenugreek. This will help because, you know, we get mucus in the body. So we need fenugreek, a good fiber. So we're talking about turmeric. There is the turmeric in itself happens to be just like when you have Hispanic foods. Have you ever noticed how to, well, I don't want to say Hispanic, I'm going to say Spanish, or I'm going to say Latin. Yeah, that's true. These names, man, they give me all different nationalities. there is a point to where the food, being that it's even the continent, as they call it, West Indies, that right there, there's food that's of the curry, or curry continent. You might use that as well. There's different types of curries that we eat. And those are definitely going to help with the cleansing of the stomach. And since we don't really have the fleshing out, working out flesh, how do we get the flesh out of our body? Now, flesh can be just the food of the flesh, the meat of the flesh, the blood of the flesh. And so carnal ways, carnal thinking, carnal actions start to show prevalent to even, you know, our body and fatigue. So just realizing what high vitamin C concentration can you put in the body. Look for gold, alkaloid silver, copper foods, looking up copper foods. Just tap it in on the Google. It'll tap you in. Those who are unaware of your zodiac signs, and I know you say, oh, I don't mess with the zodiac. I get it. I would say the same thing. However, there's this other part. You have a zodiac food that you can eat. And because we don't look up our zodiac foods, this deals with our cellulose salt. Everybody has a certain type of required salt additive that's needed for the body. So while the sun is hitting you, it's also dissolving you, as in dissolving. So now when you really do feel fatigued, you have to have some nutrients for the body, something that's going to keep your body nutritized. Same thing as when we think of sodium, magnesium. You know, magnesium, manganese, those are the healthy requirements for the body. And so to get that more in a purative aspect. And then there's like how my sister Tessa McClain, water. You need water to help keep the rejuvenation. And if you're a type of person that you're out up early, get a wet rag. Wear that on your neck or on your head. Let yourself cool off. If you got a bamboo hat, that'd be great to have so that you can create your shade for yourself and your cooling device for yourself. Because what your head does is going to cool off. That's why I sweat. This is also toxins. So when it sweats a lot and you got rid of all your toxins, it's going to go to wherever else is next. And so that end up being from salt, which is water to salt, you get like same thing as sugar, dehydrated. So the imagination that you're looking at is your incentives. How much incentives and your imagination you rocking with? Because you have to have at least enough silicone in the body, silicone, which is crystals, in the body to still function. Now, what I was speaking to beforehand, I don't know if we did get deep on it, but it's about the 32 degrees, right? 32 degrees is death. And some people say the 32 degrees, it represents freezing point, not death. So now, the 32 degrees, just like 31 to 32, is your vertebrae. But now, from 32 degrees, as in the temperature, can freeze your vertebrae. So now it's the idea, how much stretching do you do? How much heat source energy do you work with? If you eat fire foods, that's why I brought up curry. Curry is different, like types of curry. So now it could be a regular type, might be the yellow, or then there's this extreme, and then there's the red, or then there's this green that might be an in-between. So now you're finding out, how does the curry work for you? Same way with learning the beans. You have the garbanzo beans that most people find out it could be starchy. Well, to switch up the mechanism is to like to add the lemon into it. So now your starchy is with the acid, and you have three acid components in the body to break down food. And of course, too much acid. To show you how that's an imbalance. That's why, like, when you make the garbanzo beans into hummus, you don't want to have too much lemon or lime, but you want to have the right amount. So that way you don't calcify what your body does already. And that's basically dissolve stuff in the body. And since you got a digestion, and it's just like the same thing as a digest, you read it as a magazine, there's also digestion in the body. That's kind of on a different level. How do you read yourself to where your digestive tract is all caught up? How do you get it to really digest the food that's needed to come out of it? And so now that's basically your guide, or your guidance. Looking at the almanac. You look at the almanac, there's a certain time frame that food basically comes out of the earth. You eat this food, it's going to help the situations that you had prior the month beforehand that you were getting sick or a disease some kind of impairing situation. You're going to look at foods that are in season. You're going to look at foods that are of your zodiac. Then the other help is you can look at food that are your blood type. Now, considering I just gave you three things to go by to help out, you know, just in case we, you know, like you were saying earlier, we might need some recharging. So what can we do as far as RNA and DNA? That's another mixture. So RNA is known as what we call pheomelanin. Pheomelanin is with the letter P and the H as the beginning of it. Pheomelanin. And then there's eumelanin. Eumelanin is with the E and a U before I write the word melanin. So pheomelanin and eumelanin. Now, with the eumelanin, that's basically your skin that's on the outside of your body. The pheomelanin is right there inside where the palm of your hand is at. Now, two of these are going to be different. And the reason why, because people say, oh, you're bipolar. Well, the reason why the people are calling us bipolar is just by saying dyslexia. You're having to see stuff on the other side that other people don't see on that side. So they want to classify you. And that's not good. That's actually saying there's some type of rank. That's militant. That's military. That's militia. So we got to look at how we are nurturing each other in a different way of not pointing fingers at each other. Because that finger that you're pointing is really your air sign. The middle finger is your fire sign. Your wedding finger is your water sign. Your pinky, that's your earth sign. Your thumb, that's your etheric sign. So we're elements as well as learning how to work with your elements. So this is why this has to be, you know, more into learning yourself. So when you're pointing at a finger at somebody, you're actually wanting to give them balance, not pointing them and giving them accusation. That's why they tell you in the court, the court deal with air, too. The court deal with air, too. They talking about scales. The scales is Libra. So they're saying don't be pointing or putting the, doing any type of magic. Magic is what they call Judea. So they call Judy or Judication a part of the magic, even though they're not saying it, even though that's what they're using. So when we think of Judas, Judah, Judicating, Judas, how we say Judas was the preacher, and Judas was the one who told on Jesus. This whole connection to Judas is Jode or Job or Job. That's magic. So when people are working as they're doing it, the working, work is the word crow. Work, crow. Same word. I just turned it around. So when you're crowing for people, you're actually making some form of a magic, and you're not knowing that. So when you're wanting these exchanges, they end up being your income that you got it for as an outcome that you're getting from. I know it's a little different. I'm just speaking different so you can get it. The reason why is an external and an internal way we've been doing things for eternal. That means forever. And you're just not realizing that. So now it's the point of saying, okay, well, what does this got to do with the almanac? What does this got to do? Because this is your lifestyle. You're doing this for 5 days, 7 days, whoever knows. It's only you that knows that. Yet there's certain things that stopped already. Like certain people stopped paying taxes. They ain't paying that no more. Certain people stop doing religions. They ain't into that no more. Certain people start doing holidays. They ain't into that no more. Even your birthday. It ain't even the same birthday as it used to be. So you're starting to see things. There are this new bridge to yourself. Now are you going to bridge? And that might be a little bit, you know, because you're used to this, whatever you was used to. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying nothing wrong with whatever you're used to. I would just look at it. Help modify yourself while you're, you know, because certain things you might not be able to get again, like a cake. I know they say, man, I had a my seafood, he said, it's nothing like having the best cake you ever had. I said, now, wait a minute now. Did you just speak that in the past and then made me want to be a part of it in the present, and now I'm stuck because that's your past? That's spells. That's magic. We create magic like that. Magic is, like how you said it, is the best cake, right? Being the best, like better. But now best, that's like saying that's the ultimate. So now that's a power. That's a position. This is how magic works. Because you might not see it, but then it starts to show itself. All right, so now you got to see it, taste it, touch it, hear it, smell it, all of the senses. So where either you empathy or don't have empathy towards what I'm saying. So now this cake that he said was the best, right, it was because of what he had, not have.
I'm still with you.
So mm-hmm. when he said, best cake I ever had, that's past tense. It's not present anymore. So now when he gets another cake, he's going to value this cake that's in the present. And this is where the issues start when we start religion, when we start holidays, when we start having a child, all this right here. You having a new cake, but now you value the cake that you already had. To see how this cake tastes just as good as that one you had. Even though you said that's the best. So now it's already like it got to be at that point. It's just like getting a grade at school. See, when people say you got an A, you know, the teacher gave you an A, probably a month from now it went down to a B. Because certain things, your performance weren't all that good. It's the same thing as magic. So we got to be mindful. Am I doing it to upgrade you or degrade you without you knowing it? Now, if you can upgrade yourself, that's the best magic you can put on yourself. If you're degrading yourself, that's the worst magic you can put on. So now, if this cake that I just had wasn't as good as that cake I just had in my past, I'm going to say, this is the worst cake I ever had compared to that cake I had earlier. So now your past can't ever be present until you find that better cake. And it's the same thing as we degrade and degrade, might as well say that, and upgrade ourselves, which is a grade. You gave yourself one grade compared to all these other grades you got. Like, you gradually are gratifying yourself, but it's off of gratifying yourself as in gratitude. That's a G with attitude, but with a ratified way of looking at it, gratitude. See, when you graduate, this is why they say, oh, I'm a graduator. You're taking off the hat because it's like a graduator. It's a cylinder of energy that we've also, in a form of magic, created a negative and a positive, put it together, blend it. Uh-oh, it didn't work out right. Boom! Or harmonized it, and now, ha-ha! And this is what this magic that we do in our stomach. We eat these foods, right? The same way, to where it's a point where you're having a good magical thing happening, or it's a non-magical thing that you're going to still call it magic, because it could be evil just as much as it could be good. It could be a peasant just as much as it could be a pharaoh. This is why we took the choices of the gods, right, and took them out of the situation and put us in between the situation and called us angels. And then this is how we took ourselves away from the angel complex conversation and called ourselves angles. So now it could be an arch to the angles and the angels. So now we move away from that, and we say man and woman, and now we're going to say good and evil. There's got to be something bad about this woman right here because I'm the good person. Okay, might be something good about this person right here because I'm the evil person. But yet, is it the food that you was eating that caused this magic to even start? So how do we eat? Through the almanac, reasons. Each reason you have a season for changing up your diet or you live it. See, because you could die in it or you could live in it. But you ain't got to die or live in it. You just be eternal for all the things that we're doing. It's the external and the internal that cause us to be eternal. So when you value that more, you start to do things that's going to give you validity. Not to say, okay, well, you're going to die someday. Right. Yeah. Do you have to think that way? You know what I mean? You might not have to die today. How about that one? You know, when somebody says, all right, be safe. What about be dangerous? Have you ever been dangerous? Maybe because of the fact that you can do dangerous things, that's why you're actually safe. And you just didn't know that. So there's a way to not look at it as a two-sided. Let's go beyond the two-sided. Because I think everybody got a two-sided part. Looks like everybody pretty much. Even the children, I think they're grasping on to what's two-sided. Now, this third side, though, that's what we should be working on. And we call it sacred space. Everyone needs that, right? What you think?
Still here.
Giving us a sacred space?
I love that analogy.
It's that sacred space. Well, I was explaining sacred space. I said, what do you think? We should have sacred space?
I didn't catch that last part. I caught the analogy you used, but I didn't catch what you said after that. Say it again.
I said everyone should have sacred space. You think we should have sacred space?
I do, absolutely.
Yeah, this is how the world's supposed to have some kind of, what they call it, the coexistence. If you don't see it, then this is why it's not there. This is why a lot of people get bitter. They show their bitterness. They hurt people's feelings. You know, there's a purpose behind it. They feel hurt. They ain't really hurt, but they feel it. So they express the best that they know. Certain times is at a point where we get through a maturity state, and then we come out of the hurt, just like painting. We were saying painting could be you're painting because you got pain. You're letting it out. You're expressing, anger. You're like, man, you like every picture that you draw, you got your eyebrows like you're mad. Are you angry? No, I'm not angry. Well, why do your pictures look like they're angry? I don't know. Maybe I'm just letting out my anger. I didn't even realize it. Well, you ever drew a picture where it's not angry? And it's like, dang, you're right. I ain't even done that yet. So now is the point of saying, coming into those stages of, all right, I did that. What else next? What's next? If you're not into the what's next, you're next. You're next. You're bound to find out. Someone might say, you know, you act like a butthead. You're like, man, I don't act like no butthead. But then you go to that next person, ain't even in the same room. It might not even be the same day. It could be a month from now or a year from now. And then someone says, you act like a butthead. You're like, wait a minute. You know such and such? No, they don't know that person. But it's the pattern. That's all we say, sacred space. If you know about sacred space, you see it in everything. Just as much as you don't know about sacred space, you start to see it in everything.
So pretty much, you know, it goes back to perception. You know what I mean? Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I definitely appreciate you all for being with us. I appreciate you all for being with us. I just really don't have any energy to speak. So thank you. We will go ahead and close out the podcast, Eternal. Please join us tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be craftology. Craftology, guys. What is craftology? Okay, that's where we'll go with that, guys. All right, peace and love, Eternal. If you want to go ahead and take us out.
Yeah, I witnessed a friend of mine, well, not a friend of mine, a brother, that was just on the road. He wasn't really doing to what he's supposed to be doing, you know, traveling as most people do, might be going into a different kilometer. He got pulled over, and I realized for him getting pulled over, I had to stand there. I had to realize to him, let him realize I'm here. So they're not going to do you like they do everybody. So I watched everything. I watched and see how much sacred space is it that we're all giving each other. I gave them enough, and then, of course, they want to invite me in because they saw me looking at them, even though they're not of the same complexion. So I was like, I still have some questions, but I didn't want to ask it at that moment until they got finished doing whatever they were doing. They got into the brother's car after they took the gun out of his car, got into his bag, put the bag into, well, moved his car, then took the bag out from what was in the car. And I said, okay, you're doing a lot. I didn't ask him that, but he was like, you know, you come over here, I don't bite. So I came over there and I said, so what, you know, what did he do? And he said he was speeding. And he said he had warrants. So when we realized what sacred space is already violated. There was no ownership there. Now, I get it. Speeding is one thing. However, this brother, he don't have a hat on. He's not of the same complexion. He don't look of his age. We got to know our juries of our peers. So when we know that, we got to speak to people, yeah, even if it's me, I might have to have a hat on. Am I elder? Am I an older person? These are the things that don't talk to strangers. Well, the Tomahawks, the peace officers, and not being peace officers are also strangers. Realize where your sacred space is at. Not to say that you're going to violate nature, but know when nature's being violated. Ashe? Ashe. Oh, good thing. Nurturing nature. Ashe.
Yeah, B. Talk your shit.
Time to let me upgrade.
How you gonna upgrade me? It's higher than number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
Let me upgrade. I hear you beat the block, but I'm the light to keep the streets on. Notice you the type that likes to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing, believe me. Come harder, this won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself, trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or an ego. But what you think, they all mad at me, so. You need a real woman in your life, taking care, home and still fly. And I'ma help you build up your account. Believe me, when you're in the big meetings for the meal, you take me just to compliment the deal. And anything you cop, I put the bill. Believe me, I'm not let me upgrade. Get your autumn upper case. Get your switching legs out of purple label. Upgrade.
briefcase, Cartier pot clips, silk line blazers, diamond cool facials, CBS cufflinks, six star pimp tweets, finally let me upgrade you.